read it yet? Okay. Go ahead.
So, we are reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, Shamati, article number 231, the purity of the vessels of reception. We should be cautious with anything that the body enjoys. One should regret this, since through reception he becomes removed from the Creator, since the Creator is the giver. And if he will now be a receiver, he thus comes into oppositeness of form. In spirituality, disparity of form is remoteness, and then he does not have dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. This is the meaning of, and to adhere to him through the sorrow that one feels upon reception of pleasure. The sorrow revokes the pleasure. It is like a person who suffers from scabiness in his head. He must scratch his head, and it gives him pleasure. However, at the same time, he knows that this will only worsen his scabiness, and his plight will spread, and he will not be able to heal. Thus, during the pleasure, he has no real delight, although he cannot stop receiving the pleasure of scratching. He should also see that when he feels pleasure from something, he should extend sorrow over the pleasure, since thus he becomes so remote from the Creator that he will feel that the pleasure is not worthwhile compared to the loss that this pleasure will subsequently bring him. This is the work in the heart.
We already have questions from Kiev about this. Vlad.
Yes, about this. It says to adhere to him. So, should we adhere by adhering to the Creator?
Yes. We should have pleasure from being close to the Creator and even adhered to the Creator, in the Creator. And our pleasure is specifically there. It doesn't matter what conditions we do it. The worse the conditions are, and through these conditions, we can be more adhered to the Creator. That's good, because from that, we can feel and measure the point of connection, the force of connection between us and the Creator. That's how it happens.
So, what role do the rest of the pleasures play here?
If you feel torments, what kind of pleasure can you feel? Meaning, those torments only give you the opportunity to rise above them. And then from you reaching adhesion with the Creator above the torments, you don't care about the torments, but rather, what helps you advance? How can you adhere to the Creator when you feel bad? By increasing the importance of the Creator, and then you're drawn to him. And you have to increase his importance. Otherwise, the pain or something will become bigger. So the importance has to be greater than the pain. And then this is how you advance, and you rise above all the disturbances. The disturbances don't disappear. You only elevate yourself. All the degrees of ascension in the ladder are when you elevate yourself above all the disturbances you feel in your will to receive, that the will to bestow you want to discover, and you do discover, is bigger every time from the degree that has been revealed as torments. And you're willing to be in them. You don't pay attention to them. You just place a restriction. You don't annul them. You don't cancel them. You rise above them with the importance of the Creator upon the suffering. And then you reach adhesion. And the suffering becomes the connection between you and the Creator. And you see in them that they brought you to the connection. And now they give you the strength to connect. They suddenly become the real glue, the force that holds you in adhesion with the Creator.
Yes.
Today, in the first part of the lesson, you said that it's as if I don't want to snatch the Creator in this ascent, but to enjoy something else, bestowal. How should I understand it? Because I do enjoy rising above the suffering, the connection.
What do you enjoy? What do you enjoy? That's what you should ask yourself. Either it's from feeling good, or feeling pleasant, or from the ability to give pleasure to my friends, and through them, not to be mistaken, I hope that I'm giving pleasure to the Creator. The Creator doesn't measure, doesn't do anything, but to the extent that I try to give pleasure to my friends, by that I understand that the Creator also enjoys it. I don't have anything to give to the Creator, but if we speak about the friends, I make some food to them. And to the extent that each one takes part in it or it doesn't take part, doesn't matter. But to the extent that we enjoy, and we enjoy being together, coming to connection, discovering that we're pleasant, we're feeling pleasant between ourselves, and also it relates to the connection, the attaining of the goal, and all these things. To that extent, we discover the need for our connection, otherwise we won't reach adhesion with the Creator. But the ultimate goal is adhesion with the Creator. But it is revealed to the extent of the adhesion with the friends. That's the vessel. Okay, Vlad? Well, that's enough for the meantime. You'll have other chances. You're well known as the main nagging guy of Nebo. That's your office. Haifa 3.
According to the article, every corporeal pleasure, I have to draw sorrow on it? That it's not going toward the Creator?
Of course, of course. Yes. You phrased it nicely.
It's a type of masochism.
It's not masochism. You want to turn a small pleasure to a bigger pleasure, a false pleasure, your ego enjoying, to a real, eternal pleasure. We're dealing with the wisdom of Kabbalah, reception, how to receive the biggest thing, the most relevant, the most worthwhile in the entire reality. Basically, what we're doing is perceiving the Creator in our vessels. First, we change our vessels to become with the same quality like Him bestowing, and then we discover the Creator in them. That's called the Creator come and see. We don't lose anything here. We're gaining the biggest thing possible in reality. Besides that, when we do gain it, because when we're full with it, we are becoming the hosts. We have made the gain. We feel this is ours. This is a very special thing. It's a different feeling in the vessel from feeling that it's not mine. Okay, Baltia 1.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Когда помехи там или страдания, я пытаюсь.
When there are disturbances or suffering, I try to adhere to the Creator. at that point in overcome, but I don't feel adhesion. I work, I'm like an animal. I'm happy that the disturbance disappears, but I can't feel the Creator as a source.
That's correct, and that's because you're not yet in the qualities like the Creator. But at least be a little bit in the force of bestowal. Ask for that. And once you receive this minimal force of bestowal, you'll start feeling the spiritual world in it. The spiritual reality. The upper reality. Meaning what's felt in the force of bestowal. That's what we need. So ask for it. Ask. Along with the friends, you may pray according to what you're doing to each other as much as you can, both in corporeality and in a more internal way. It doesn't matter. It's possible to do with everything. Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav.
Quindi noi non dobbiamo...
So we don't need to direct ourselves to feel the distances. However, on how much we are able to overcome them,
we ourselves are incapable of overcoming anything. Nothing. But we're like a baby. When he's born, everything is done for him. He's being bathed, fed, put to sleep, changes clothes, each and everything. We do it for him. Compared to a grown-up that has to do all these things, but to attain them and also to serve himself on his own. The moment he grows up, to the extent that he grows up, this baby, to that extent, we let him, we teach him and give him, we pass on to him these taking care of himself. He should acquire life and take care of himself. That's how we do. That's how the Creator is doing with us. So let's try, in the connection between us, to build such a vessel that we'll be able to bestow. The first degree is to be able to bestow out of our connection to Him. That's called that we're already born in spirituality.
Maestro,
teacher, can I also ask a question?
Yes.
Thanks, good morning. I wanted to ask this. All the time, every time that we work, we always feel the distance towards the friends, towards the path, and we need to do an overcoming that is always harder. And many friends from the 10, we lose them during the way sometimes. Now I wanted to understand, is this a feeling that we will always bring with us, or one day we'll be overcome and we will feel only love?
That's in the end of the corrections. But before the end of corrections, we have what we call the war of Armageddon, when the greatest hatred and the greatest disturbances appear, and that's how we advance. Okay.
So, teacher, I need to expect within me that I will explode, that I will really want to kill someone.
No, you don't need to expect that or to kill anyone. All you need to know is that by connection, you receive strength from the Creator through the group, and that's how you advance. There's nothing to be afraid of or to explode or anything. Do everything in carry it out in a measured manner.
Revadim. Hello, friends. Hello, Rav. In the article, Barasulam writes that he draws on the pleasure or clothing of regret that he's become separated from the Creator. Is it a practical advice that Balasulam writes that we should do? That we have to draw a clothing of sorrow on every pleasure?
Over every corporeal pleasure, you should extend a connection to the group and to the Creator. Otherwise, this pleasure is a real pleasure of separation. And then you need, instead of the pleasure you have, which you cannot bring the connection to it, so be sorry that you're in the separation distance. You need, from coming closer, you should feel pleasure, and from the pleasure, you should feel that you're coming closer from one to another.
For example, now I'm eating, yes, we'll have a hummus meal.
Well, we'll talk in the meal about that. You already want to wake us to things that are above our screen. I should read this article.
You see, I have to, I'm working. In article number 231 from Shamati, the purity of the vessels of reception. We should be cautious with anything that the body enjoys. One should regret this, since through reception he becomes removed from the Creator, since the Creator is the giver. And if he will now be a receiver, he thus comes into oppositeness of form between the Creator and the person. In spirituality, disparity of form is remoteness, and then he does not have dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. This is what happens to us. This is the meaning of and to adhere to him through the sorrow that one feels upon reception of pleasure. Sorrow revokes the pleasure. It is like a person who suffers from scabbiness in his head. He must scratch his head, and it gives him pleasure. However, at the same time, he knows that this will only worsen his scabbiness, and his plight will spread, and he will not be able to heal. Thus, during the pleasure, he has no real delight, although he cannot stop receiving the pleasure of scratching. He should also see that when he feels pleasure from something, he should extend sorrow over the pleasure. Since thus he becomes so remote from the Creator, meaning this pleasure, does it bring him closer or farther from the Creator? This is what he should see. And if it pushes him away from the Creator, he should draw over this pleasure sorrow to the point where he feels that their pleasure is not worthwhile compared to the loss that this pleasure will subsequently bring him. In other words, it's not worth it. It's not worth scratching my head. It's not worth doing something. I have to do things from which the friends enjoy and the Creator enjoys. And by this, I'm certain to do something that is 100% correct. We have no other scrutiny, check, but only to what extent, but only that to the extent that the friends enjoy, I can be relaxed, but they may not understand and enjoy things that, never mind, even if we do some nonsense and the friends enjoy, I become incorporated in them. I immerse myself in them. I attach myself to them. And then it turns out that even if, let's say they're making a mistake, nevertheless, I dwell among my own people. I am there and I annul before the group. And in this annulment, I clean myself up from all the problems, from all the results. So what is he saying? He felt that the pleasure was not worthwhile compared to the loss, that the pleasure would subsequently bring him. And this is the work in the heart. That's called the work in the heart. And this is what we should do. Okay, yes, Michael?
Isn't there danger that adhesion will be in order to receive?
Even if it is in order to receive, then we come to the other side. A city that is veered off cannot be destroyed because the adhesion among people brings them unity, connection. Maybe it's incorrect, but in this connection, there is the upper force. Why doesn't the Creator allow to destroy a city that has veered off, a city of wicked people who built it and keep their walls and maintain the connection among them, and they're dedicated to each other. They're like a gang, this big, strong gang, and they're willing to kill anyone who comes over to them. Still, you have to say that among them there's the power of unity, the upper force. And it's a problem. It is a problem to deal with them. We've seen such states in history. People who fight, how do they usually succeed? Only through the power of connection, through their spirit, because then the Creator is with them. The Creator loves the wicked when they are connected, and He doesn't like the righteous when they take pride in it against each other.
When we are in the virtual mode, we don't feel the same like here. Here you have nowhere to run to. You see each other. You're attached. You're adhered if you're in the hall now. How to have the same conditions of connection?
Let's rise to the spiritual degree. There you have no monitors. You have internal screens, but there you have no problem. In spirituality, each one feels the other a little bit, as much as possible. And then we will feel each one where he is. That's it.
But what conditions should we have to get to this feeling virtually?
Very simple. Give the friends a place in the heart. I can't do the work for them, but give each one and everyone together a place in my heart. That's what I need to do.
What exercises should we do every day so that in a virtual space you should...
Yes. Think about it. Think about how you're giving them a place in your heart, that you want them all to fill your heart, and that there will be nothing else besides this, and in the place that they will fill, and the place that they will build, there the Creator will settle. The common force of bestowal, that's the Creator. Okay? Good. We've got a question from the Baruch downstairs.
Good morning,
Rav. Good morning, friends. In about half an hour, we're going to a hummus meal. And the meal, as far as I can remember, is the tastiest hummus meal. Flavors out of this world, you could say. How can we realize what we read now in the article, this corporeal pleasure, when the hummus goes into our stomach and all the rich flavors we're going to feel? How are we going to realize it, maybe regret it or turn it into... don't regret it. God forbid. I want to enjoy it. In every bite, I want to feel an immense pleasure, a heavenly pleasure. I don't want to cancel these pleasures because I'm sitting with the friends and I enjoy it. You can also take a plate of hummus at home as well. I hope you can do that. It's the cheapest food that you can make.
Right.
But. That's not what you enjoy. You enjoy the process. When you sit together with your friends, you're drinking something. You perhaps, maybe you say grace for the bread that you want these things. But you want them. So you want to eat them together with your friends. That's the meaning of a meal. What is a meal? It corresponds to reception of the upper light. Just as you want to receive the upper light, so it will fill your soul. On the exterior level, you want to come to a filling with that meal with the friends that you're doing together as a ten. That meal will be as a spiritual meal. What's missing here? You have pleasures. You have friends. Can we unite? We can. Can we eat together and enjoy? Yes. So what's missing? To add our own intention, that at the same time we also want to receive a spiritual pleasure so the Creator will fill us.
So along with the corporeal pleasure, to ask for the spiritual connection of Kanoa.
Of course. Otherwise, would I come to the meal? I can take this food anywhere. I can get it.
But here it's the best.
It's the tastiest. Here, not because of the food itself. It's because the people who prepared it with their goodwill. They're not doing it for money. And the people who are sitting together understand that they are sitting with special preparation for a special meal, which corresponds to reception of the upper light in our common vessel. So that's why it fills us, and it's got this higher flavor to it, the heavenly flavor, yes? Heaven or the Garden of Eden is Malchut that rises to Bina. So when everything happens on the level of bestowal, the level of Bina, of course you have different flavors.
Okay, thank you.
So, bon appetit to us.
There's one more question, Rav.
Yes.
Rav, throughout this whole time, we had a feeling of equality, the whole worldly.
Yeah, but soon, Gilad, we're going down, you're going to be sitting next to me.
Yes, also Itzik.
Itzik too.
Yes. So what to do with this feeling, as if there's a feeling of not being equal? It's true that the connection between us is above the bodies and above places, but still, I'm going to sit there, and my friends in the worldly will sit at their home. It's a feeling of a bit, it's still not, I don't know how to define it, but...
Correct. But we shouldn't regret it. I mean, we should regret it, but we should also regret it in a truthful way. Regret that we are still not worthy of sitting together, the whole world, in a meal of the end of correction. Because receiving the best filling, the complete filling, where the Creator fills us, connects us, and we are all filled, complete, and are in adhesion with Him. This is really the meal. A meal symbolizes a person's vessel in order to bestow, is connected to others, and then he can receive the filling. Let's hope that we will come to it. And in order to come to it, we have to awaken ourselves a little more. So today we'll do this exercise. Friends decided that this is how we should do this meeting, so we will do it. Who knows what will happen tomorrow with the virus and with other things. In the meantime, let's try to perform a correction during this meal.
Thank you.
Zeo. Michael,
Michael, you want to tell me something? No, okay. Woman, internet.
From Germany. Am I getting pleasures from the Creator only in order to go back to the intention in order to bestow?
Repeat, please.
Am I receiving pleasures from the Creator only in order to go back to the intention in order to bestow?
Our whole work is only to acquire the intention to bestow. We have nothing else besides this. So, we only expect and anticipate this intention, to have the intention to bestow. I don't lack anything in my reality. You could bring me whatever you want. I don't really need to want anything or receive anything except one thing. The intention to bestow, meaning to receive the power from above that will give me the intention to bestow upon others and through Him to the Creator. This is what we need. And according to this, we will be filled with the complete feeling of the Creator, with what is called the upper light. Men, women, everyone. And the whole world will be together with us. Yes.
From French 1, what's the difference between corporeal pleasure and spiritual pleasure?
With a corporeal pleasure, we aim for the corporeal object of our pleasure, either me or someone else, who is eventually me. And with a spiritual pleasure, we aim for the Creator through the friends to get to Him and to bestow upon Him. That's the difference. The difference is not so much in the pleasure, in that too there are differences, it's degrees, but to whom I am bestowing, to myself, or in all the ways, all the forms, from my pleasure to come to the Creator.
From Mac 21, when we surrender to the pleasure, we choose it instead of the Creator. What happens at the moment? Is the Creator disappointed with us?
I can't answer this because they will not understand my answer. It's not like the Creator is disappointed or not disappointed. When I commit this transgression, do I do it without the Creator knowing about it? Does He get the result of what I decide? Or am I deciding according to what He decided in advance? Etc. It's a question that we still need to rise above time, place, and motion in order to begin to understand how it really happens on a realm that is above the boundaries of this world.
It says in the article to extend sorrow on the pleasure. So what is this sorrow and how do you extend it on the pleasure?
So that even when he receives and enjoys, he extends over it sorrow, because this pleasure is not in adhesion. And here there's a question. Can I enjoy, even though this pleasure is in order to receive, and I thank the Creator and enjoy life? Or do I abstain and not enjoy? And that's better in the eyes of the Creator. By the way, a hermit should bring a sacrifice, bring an offering. Because when you stop enjoying something from this life, by this you reject the possibilities that the Creator gave you to do things. So we have to enjoy this world in a way that brings us closer to the Creator, not pushes us away, but brings us closer. This is why there are people who are vegans, who think only about their food. Some people think only about Their health, there are all kinds. This too must not be exaggerated. The purpose of life should first of all be before us, and it should determine what we do. We shouldn't exaggerate into any direction.
Rav, there is a question from the preparation team to the women's gathering that will occur on Saturday. All the women are gonna gather together to a Yeshivat Chaverim, to a gathering of friends. What should we focus on in this meeting?
The Congress in January, yes, I heard about it. So they want to prepare themselves for connection toward the Congress to discuss something there?
Yes, they're gathering on Saturday, tomorrow, as a preparation to the Congress on January. They're asking, what should they focus on in this gathering of friends?
I always have a question. Do they want to come together? And then they think what they should do during the time that they have in the gathering, or that maybe they have many things they need to discuss, and then they decide that they have to get together. I don't know. But still, what to focus on? The main question is, when will we come to connection among us? What should we do for this? What do we receive from achieving the connection? 125 degrees of Nagan Chai, right? In all the degrees, until the end of correction. How do we go from one state to another by increasing the power of connection among us? This is what they should scrutinize. They should take some excerpts about it or something, or talk about it. That we have no choice, although each woman is a separate piece from everyone else, and that's how the Creator created the woman. And men are seemingly the power of bestowal, so they can play with everyone. They can run around. A woman, first of all, guards her own boundaries. It comes from nature. There's nothing bad or good about it. It is nature. And this is why we need to see to what extent we can rise above it, or we can't. And to the extent that we can, if a woman does it, it is a huge correction, much greater correction than what the men do, much greater. And therefore, we should connect the women too, and help them if they need to. Help them organize such meetings, and in this way they should advance. It can be a huge force that we really want it to be built. I'm very much in favor of women connecting, uniting, and by this make efforts to connect as much as they can, even a little bit. But all in all, it's a huge force. Because what a woman does toward connection, even the slightest, her first movement to approach another woman is already a correction, because it is already above nature. That's how much women are totally immersed in the will to receive. Men are a little confused, because they come from vessels of bestowal that broke and entered the vessels of reception. So it's easier for men to connect. They can sit together, drink a little bit, hug each other and sing, and and they call it nice and pleasant. With women, no, it's not like that. Women enjoy being distant from others, and they appreciate her. It doesn't matter in what. In other words, it is a completely different disposition inherently. It's not good or bad, God forbid. It's a natural disposition. So we have to see in every activity where women want to connect among them, we have to see what a great thing it is for our correction. Just how great it is.
Again.
Yes. Who else do we have?
Thank you, Rav.
That's it? You're done? Okay. Michael.
Yes, Rav. The whole lesson you were talking about, the matter of our gathering today, is trying to correct everything this pandemic brought us. How do you see humanity coming out of this?
First of all, we have to say thank you very much to the pandemic. It's shaking up all of humanity, and it's not done yet. And I hope that thanks to it, we will come to more advanced forms of connection. In the lesson, well, what can you do? In all our lessons, we have to first of all have to go over the articles of Shamati. Along with it, we are going over the articles of Bala Sulam, not very long ones. We have, what do we have here? I also have a list here that we haven't gone over. First of all, we have to finish Shamati. And finish the articles of Bala Sulam. Just go over them. As much as we can. And at the same time, to finally finish the preface of the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
But
mainly, we need to attain these things through our connection. If we're studying the preface just like that, I don't think it'll do anything because we don't feel what the changes are. So studying it theoretically, I don't feel much of a need for it. Although there are people who don't have the inclination to work in the heart, the tendency toward it. So they are more drawn to studying physically, what is called, to studying it technically. I was like that too, to some extent. So I drew many diagrams, you remember. But today, we have no choice. The state of the world determines that we have to go more and more into emotional work and work with our feelings, with our vessels. And our vessel is the desire, the feeling. So we'll advance, we'll make progress. I'm still thankful to everyone who were with us in this lesson. And soon we will end it. Where is our info? Someone?
Yes, we have here the info group.
Okay. So then we'll go over to the dining hall and we'll continue there with our hummus meal. So, all the best to everyone. We're not going to meet today anymore. I have my programs to shoot and whatnot. And we will see you tomorrow morning. And now, to the meal. So, friends, please.
Hello, dear friends. We're coming close to this great and special Saturday, a morning lesson where we all gather and we try to make efforts to bring most of the friends, all of the friends who are with us, and sometimes they have difficulty to come. So we're coming very happily to this Saturday, and we want to put this as a target for us. We're representatives of 10s 32 and 14, and all we want to say is one thing. We want to break a record this Saturday, to really, for each one to think about someone who he loves and to bring him to this Saturday. So this Saturday will be a Saturday of gratitude with great corrections. L'chaim, friends.
Before we go over to the song, we'll have the schedule. So now we're going to go over to the meal. And in the rooms in the Arvut system, we mix according, mix by languages, and make sure all the rooms are full. Let's go over the schedule. At 10 a.m., the program, Mashu Kazeh, something like that, with Dr. Lightman. And at 2:45, the preparation for our daily lesson. From 3 to 6 is a daily Kabbalah lesson. Then at 1:45, preparation for the lesson. And from 2 to 4, afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman. And from 4 to 4:40, the Women World Gathering. We'll move on to a song. Have a good day and a great night.
Somewhere above these racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill like it pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, the place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way. Light the way.